Seeing that no one wishes to speak, we will move forward on the agenda. And for this, I will turn the meeting over to David.
Okay, thanks, Judy. This is the FY21 audit. And we have Aaron Wortham here, the partner in charge of Baker Utility. And what I want to do is just turn it over to him to give his presentation. Please ask questions or anything that you have to Aaron.
I'll just sit next slide. Want to be next slide?
Just say next slide.
Okay, perfect.
I have a clicker if you want to clicker.
Oh, that's fine too. Yeah.
Here.
Well, good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Aaron Worthman. I'm the partner on the audit engagement, and I'm pleased to present the fiscal year 21 financial audit. So what I want to do is I want to go through, just give you a little background and perspective on what exactly is the audit and what do we do. I then want to go through the required communications with you charged with governance, just touch on briefly the impact of future audit standards, and then certainly open it up to any questions or discussion that you may have. So one thing, if we just take a step back and look at the audit this year, I'd say this audit went very well. It was conducted 100% remotely, which for at least for our firm, we've been doing that due to the COVID environment. I'd say we're going on probably 2 years now. And not surprisingly, that process does work well because you know, we can do everything through IT. We have web portals. This year's audit went very smoothly. My audit team and I spend about 500 hours as part of auditing your financial statements. Our final field work occurred October 25th through November 5th. We also had 1 week of preliminary field work in July. And again, management and staff were cooperative and available during that process. So just to give you some background on the audit, if we were to take a look at the audit, I'd say roughly 30% of what we do has to do with internal controls, most of which is specific to information technology controls. So much so that we have a certified information systems auditor as part of our audit team that goes about and conducts that testing. Some of the things that we'll do is we look at, first, we map all your business processes, whether it be cash receipting and billing, whether it be your fixed assets, disbursements. But we'll take a look at those processes. We'll then document and make sure that each of the processes have your required internal controls. And then we'll test those controls for effectiveness to make sure that they're working. Other things we do as part of this internal control process is I will reach out and have what we call fraud risk interviews with certain members through your organization. You know, we'll talk to someone in governance. We'll talk to some of your management, some of your employees, just to get their thoughts on fraud and fraud risks. But again, this is about 30% of what we do. 40% of what we do then is the substantive testing, and that's the nuts and bolts of our audit, if you will. Be taking a look at your cash and investments, confirming those with outside parties, using specialist reports. Specifically, we take a look at actuary reports for your pension plan and retirement. We'll trace transactions to source documents, whether they be invoices or actual bills themselves. But this is about 40% of what we do. Then the last 30% of what we do is specific to planning and then the financial reporting of your audit. What I want to do here is just give you just a glimpse of, here's the major processes that I mentioned before that we look at, and of no surprise, you see your capital assets. Because if you were to look at your balance sheet, you'll see that capital assets makes up a majority of that balance sheet. Information technology, payroll, billing, things like that. So your audit was performed in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards. Those are the standards that we're required to follow as your audit firm. In addition to that, we also audit you in compliance with government auditing standards. Those are additional standards relative to our team's continuing professional education, supervision of our quality control, our independence, and then also due care. So our audit objective is to obtain reasonable assurance that your financial statements are free from material misstatement. At the end of this year's audit, your financial statements have received an unmodified opinion, which is also known as a clean opinion, which is the highest level that we can provide as your audit firm. One thing I wanted to mention, we do provide an opinion on your financial statements, but we do not provide an opinion on internal controls. However, if we identify either material weaknesses or significant deficiencies, we're required to disclose those to you. And pleased to report, we did not identify any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies. I often get questions on the definition. So what happens is for auditors, they require us to categorize the severity of an internal control breakdown or control deficiency, the most severe of which is a material weakness. And the definition is, it's a breakdown in control or lack of control that would lead to more than a reasonable possibility that because of that, your financial statements could be materially misstated. And again, that's the most severe, which you didn't have. The next level down, less severe than a material weakness, is a significant deficiency. And that's anything that's large enough that would warrant your attention with governance. You would not identify any significant deficiencies. Now, I will say, as part of any audit of your peers or any audit in general that I'm a part of, we will almost always find either minor control improvements or industry best practice recommendations, things like that. And we do that on an annual basis. We have those discussions with your management team. Just know that those are items that from year to year, we follow up with your management team to make sure that they've addressed those concerns. And we then go and test any changes that they've made based on that. But again, no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies, which is great news. In your governance letter, which you folks have received, part of that is our required communication. So I just wanted to touch on some of those things. You know, one fact is that our firm and every individual on your audit is independent with you and your organization, in fact, and appearance. We did not have any unusual or significant transactions this year. If there were some, we would be required to disclose those to you. One thing I often get asked by audit committees and governing bodies are, when you take a look at your financial statements, what are the limitations of those statements? Or what should you be most aware of? And I will say, it almost has to do something with a significant estimate. To that point, what we need to do as part of your audit firm is communicate to you, what are those significant estimates within your financial statements? The three largest that you have here would be your net pension liability, your depreciation, and accrued compensated absences. And one thing I just wanted to illustrate when it came to these estimates, if we were to look at your Brazos retirement plan, it has a 6.5% discount rate. That's a significant estimate that goes into that calculation. Well, with that 6.5 discount rate, your liability is roughly $8.7 million. So one of the disclosures you'll find in your financial statements is what we call sensitivity analysis. So if that discount rate was decreased to 5.5%, that liability would go up to $12 million. Likewise, if you were to increase that discount rate to 7.5%, that liability would go down to $6 million. So can I sit here and tell you today that I can tell you with 100% certainty that liability is $8.7 million? I can't do that, but what I can tell you is more than likely somewhere in between that range of $6 million and $12. Now, the reason I point this out is, again, this is one of the limitations of those financial statements, this being probably the biggest, that there is uncertainty. There's a lot of assumptions that go into that number, but just be aware of that and understand that, hey, you know, when you take a look at that note, you'll see that there's some uncertainty there, and it really is heavily dependent on that discount rate that gets used.
But your assumption is, though, that discount rate is reasonable and prudent.
Exactly, yeah. So that's actuary gives us that number. What we do then is we take a look at it, determine if it's reasonable. I also can look at some of your peers. We look at the average return of your investments over time, all those different types of things. One thing I will say is that discount rate is conservative. I've seen higher rates used, so that's a good thing. You know, I would much rather use a conservative rate of 6.5. So again, that's good. So I'd say yes. As of right now, that appears reasonable and it's good for our audit purposes. We did not identify any adjusting journal entries or any waived entries, which is great. Good to see as well. One thing we want to point out is when you take a look at your financial statements in the beginning of the notes, you will see that management has listed their accounting policies. But we need to take a look at those policies and make sure that they follow generally accepted accounting principles. And not only that the policy follows, but that you're also following that policy. An example of this would be your capitalization policy. And as part of the audit, we had no other audit findings or concerns. Just know if at any time during the year or during the audit, if we had a major concern or a major finding or fraud or something to that extent, I would reach out to the audit committee chair right away to have that discussion. The last thing you'd want is to come into this meeting and have these surprises and huge findings. I definitely commit that I would communicate those much earlier than this meeting. One of the things that we do with management is, you know, our firm definitely believes in a year-round audit process in that the more proactive we can be, the more communication we can have during the year, it leads to a much better and more efficient audit at year end. So one of the things that we talk about are the accounting changes that are taking place, the required accounting changes, the biggest of which is going to be leases. So our team's been working with your management team to start to take a look at leases. Management's working on identifying them and complying with the standard. But just know we'll be doing this throughout this fiscal year, and next year we'll be implementing that the new lease accounting standards. And I've just outlined a couple other accounting guidance changes that'll be taking place, but again, the biggest one is going to be leases for next year. So lastly, I just want to definitely give a shout out and appreciation to management. I had mentioned earlier that we spend 500 hours on this audit. Your management team, although it may not be 500 hours, I bet it's hundreds of hours. And just getting ready for the audit, getting that financial statement prepared, answering our questions. But again, they did a great job. I was very pleased with how everything went. So David and Matthew, their team, did an excellent job. So with that, I will open up to any questions or any discussion that anyone would like to have.
Remind me, how many years have y'all done our audit?
This is our third year, I think. Yep. So still relatively new. Normally in those relationships, the first year or two is a lot of just getting up to speed on everything, getting to know your organization. So then in subsequent years, the good news is then we can start taking deeper dives into your IT and things like that. So things are running well now.
And no questions, I guess that we're done here.
No questions.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Sarah.
I particularly liked your last slide and the way that you put the little discussion inside what used to be in everybody's photograph albums.
Oh, sure.
There's a little picture in the corner. That's really cool. Very nice.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that report.
Sure.
Thank you.